Speaker, we're live.
All right, thank you. Okay, I'd like to call Congress back to order after a recess. And we were at reports of standing committees. Congresswoman Stabler was preparing some kind of movement. Before that takes place, I do want to announce that ONCA 2230 has obtained the necessary signatures to be discharged from committee, as well as 2231.
2130 and 2131.
Oh, it's down as 22. All right. So for clarification, it's 2130 and 2131 have the necessary signatures to be discharged from committee. Okay. Congresswoman Stabler, you have the floor.
Thank you, Speaker. I'd like to move to suspend the rules and modify the agenda and place ONCA 2233 on general order day two on today's agenda.
Second.
Okay, motion is made and seconded to move ONCR 2233 to general order day two on today's agenda. Discussion. I have a discussion. What about 2130 and 31?
I think that, yeah, Chair of GovOps has the list. He's going to move those.
Okay. All right. So motion is made and seconded to move general order day two, 2232 on general order day two. All those in favor say yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed, say no. All right. Thank Speaker. You. Congressman Walker.
Make a motion to suspend the rules, modify the agenda, and place ONCA 2130, 2131, 2260, 2255, 2256, 2257, 2261, 2262, 2243 and ONCR 2201 on today's agenda on general order day two.
Second.
Okay. Motion is made and seconded to place ONCA 2130, 2131, 2255, 56, 57, 60, 61, 62, and 2243, as well as ONCR 2201 on general order day two on today's agenda. All those in favor say yes.
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 Yes. Any opposed, say no. Okay. We are at introductions of bills and resolutions. Are there any bills or resolutions to introduce? Hearing none. General Order Day 1, second reading, Congresswoman Lemon.
Thank you, Speaker.
They've been moved.
I need just one moment, please.
Point of order.
Yes. Congressman Walker?
Those three bills have been moved to general order day two. Right?
They sure have. All right.
Yes. Thank you.
Saved you from that. Okay. We're now on general order day two, where amendments may be proposed. Let me... I'm going to need 1 second to pull all these bills up in front of me. 1 second, please.
231. 2131 and 2130. And 31. That's the third one. There's three.
That was moved by a separate motion.
And 2131.
I think I disappeared for a moment. Okay, hearing no amendments to ONCA 2130. 2130 will advance to third reading after engrossment. Next is ONCA 2131, an act to establish a structural and procedural framework for a new Osage Nation healthcare system and to provide an effective date.
Speaker,
are there any amendments to propose to this bill?
Speaker, this is Stabler.
Yes, Congresswoman, go ahead.
I have an amendment.
Okay.
ONCA 2131, page 13, lines 559 through 563, strike lines 559 to 563, which is the alternate effective date.
Second.
All right, motion, okay, there's an amendment and a second to ONCA 2131. Are there any other amendments to 2131? Hearing none. Next is ONCA 2260. An act to authorize and appropriate the amount of $250,000 to the executive branch for the construction and related costs of a criminal detention facility and to establish an alternate effective date. Are there any amendments to propose to this bill? Hearing none, ONCA 2260 will advance to third reading after engrossment. Next is ONCA 2255, an act to amend ONCA 2173 to authorize supplemental appropriation to the executive branch in non-tribal funds in the amount of $445,227 and to establish an alternate effective date. Are there any amendments to propose to this bill?
Speaker, we can't hear you.
Are there any amendments to propose to 2256? Hearing none, it will advance to third reading after engrossment.
Speaker.
Yes.
We did not hear anything after you read the title of 2255. We had radio silence here.
2256, an act to amend ONCA 2198 to authorize and appropriate the amount of $705,648 to the Industrial Park and the Treasury and American Rescue Plan Act funds and to establish an alternate effective date. Are there any amendments to propose to ONCA 2256?
Madam Speaker.
Yes, Congresswoman Lemon, go ahead.
Thank you. I believe that title is incorrect. The amount should be $36,001.
So should be appropriate the amount of $36,001 to the industrial park and the Treasury and American Rescue Plan Act funds into a an effective date?
No, ma'am. It should not say the industrial park that's been stricken. It should say to the Treasury, and it should say in It should say to amend ONCA 2198 to authorize and appropriate the amount of $36,001 to the Treasury I'm going to pull up the committee report because that's where I read it from.
Okay, I'm going to move on and come back to that and clarify with you and the clerk because I'm going by the tracker at this point.
Okay.
ONCA 2257, an act to amend ONCA 2197 to authorize IDC accounting to expend additional monies in the amount of $150,000 appropriated through the fiscal year 2022 appropriation bills and to establish an alternate effective date. Are there any amendments to propose to ONCA 2257? Hearing none, ONCA 2257 will advance to third reading after engrossment. ONCA 2261, an act to amend ONCA 2198 to make a supplemental appropriation to the executive branch in the amount of $179,926 to the sesquicentennial planning communication and to establish an alternate effective date. Are there any amendments to propose to ONCA 2261? Hearing none, ONCA 2261 will advance to third reading after engrossment. ONCA 2262, an act to authorize and appropriate the amount of $500,000 to the executive branch in American Rescue Plan Act funds for the Burial Assistance Program and to establish an alternate effective date. Are there any amendments to propose to ONCA 2262? Hearing none, ONCA 2262 will advance to third reading after engrossment. ONCA 2243, an act to amend the appropriation to the legislative branch of the Osage Nation for fiscal year 2022 in the amount of $10,540 and to establish an alternate effective date. Are there any amendments to propose to ONCA 2243? All right, hearing none, ONCA 2243 will advance to third reading after engrossment. ONCR 2201, a resolution to approve a request for a 10% cost of living adjustment for Osage Nation merited employees for fiscal year 2022. Are there any amendments to propose to ONCR 2201? Hearing none, ONCR 2201 will advance to third reading after engrossment. Okay, let's return to ONCA 2256, an act to amend ONCA 2198 to authorize and appropriate the amount of $36,001 to the Treasury from the general fund in the Treasury and to establish an alternate effective date. Are there any amendments to propose to ONCA 2256? That is the corrected title. Hearing none, ONCA 2256 will also advance to third reading after engrossment. Okay. That takes care of some of those bills. All right, we are okay. Is there any movement?
Speaker,
we have two more bills.
We had 2233, 2232, and 2130. Did we cover those and I missed it?
2230,
and 2233. I bet verify with the clerk, but I had those written down.
I move 2130 is at third reading.
Speaker, we still have 2233 and ONCR 2204 are still on general order day two.
Okay, ONCR 2204, a resolution to approve a revised fiscal year 2022 annual revenue projection of the Osage Nation. Are there any amendments to ONCR 2204?
Speaker.
Second speaker, go ahead.
Yes, thank you. I would like an amendment to ONCR 2204, page 1, line 43, strike line 43, and adjust totals accordingly.
Second.
Okay, there is one amendment to ONCR 2204. Any others? Okay. And 2233. An act to amend Chapter 2 of Title 6 of the Criminal Code on Crimes Against Persons and to establish an alternate effective date. Are there any amendments to propose to this bill? Hearing none, ONCR 2233 will advance to third reading after engrossment. Okay. So, clerk, confirm ONCA 2233, 2130. 2260, 2255, 2257, 2261, 2262, 2243, and OR 2201 are now on third reading.
Speaker.
Yes, Congresswoman, second speaker.
Yes, thank you. Could we get ONCR 2204 advanced to third reading as well?
Well, after the amendments voted on, I'm just confirming that those have already been moved to third reading.
Okay, thank you, ma'am.
You're welcome.
Speaker, did you say 56, 2256 as well?
I believe I did. That's what I'm. I have that.
Okay. Yes, right. I've got the same as you.
So now if there is movement, I would entertain movement.
Speaker.
For who's that?
This is Alice. I have a question.
All right, go ahead.
Can the clerk confirm if 2130 was on the list to advance? I thought it was to move it to general order day two.
It's on third reading right now.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
All right, and so everything is there except for that were read out, 2131 and R2204. I would entertain a motion to advance ONCA 2131 and ONCR 2204 on general order day three on today's agenda.
So moved. Second.
All right. All those in favor, say yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed, say no. All right, we are now on general order day three. ONCA 2131. There's one amendment, page 13, line 559 through 563, strike lines 559 through 563. Discussion?
Speaker.
Yes, Congresswoman Stabler, go ahead.
Thank you. When we left this with at committee, the question was over the effective date and what the effective date meant. And so I sent an email out to several people in executive to ask for an opinion from them. I did not receive a response. I had a small discussion with Trey and thought the safest thing to do for this is to leave it with the 60-day mark for the effective date. So I removed the alternate effective date to it.
Okay, thank you. Any more discussion?
Yes, this is Brandy.
Yes, go ahead, Congresswoman Lemon.
Thank you. So just to go back just a little bit, the alternate effective date was going to be January 1 of 2023. Is that right, Congresswoman Stabler?
That was right.
And that was a resolution that the board passed that they would want it there. And so have you had communication from them concerning the 60 days now?
I have not had communication with them over the 60 days. They were included on the email, I believe, that went out and did not hear from them either. The question was my question over when the rollover would take place. In other words, services would change from one hand to another. And so after the discussion I had, they should be able to negotiate that themselves. And this will give them the ability to go ahead and start their finding for the rest of the transition staff that's going to take responsibility for this. And they can set their own timeline for it with the other services.
Okay, any more discussion? Hearing no further discussion. All those in favor say yes.
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 Any opposed say no?
No.
Okay. I only heard a couple in the microphone, so I'm just clarifying there's one no vote by Congresswoman Lemon.
Correct. I did a no vote.
Yes, ma'am. I can hear you. I just can't hear everybody else in the, because if they don't speak right into their mic. So thank you. All right. The amendment passes and ONCA 2131 will now advance to third reading after engrossment. Next is ONCR 2204. There's one amendment. Page one, line 43, strike line 43, and adjust totals accordingly. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of the amendment say yes.
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 Can you oppose? Say no. All right. The amendment passes and ONCR 2204 is advanced to third reading after engrossment. All right. I'm going to, because when we start moving, I don't want anyone to feel, I just want to make sure we're tracking and anyone feel unclear. So for clarity's sake, I'm going to slow down and one more time and make sure that Congresswoman Goodfox and the clerk, all our lists match. I will also go back over the tracker this evening to make sure that we didn't miss anything for tomorrow. So on third reading right now for engrossment is ONCA 2130, 2131, 2233, 2243, 2255, 2256, 2257, 2260, 2261, 2262, and ONCR 2201 and R2204. Okay. Then we also have 2254 and 2205 already on third reading for today's agenda. And so are you all wanting to break for engrossment now?
Sure.
Yes.
What is it looking like from your perspective or time for engrossment?
Well, since it includes 2233, it's going to be significant, but I can have everything except 2233 finished, I think probably by 12 to 12:15. I have about 5 bills done as of right now, so if you want to start looking at those around 11:30, I can continue to feed bills to you after that.
Okay, that sounds good.
Speaker.
Yes, Congressman Walker, go ahead.
We do have 3 appointments on the agenda. I do see Fred Byers is on the screen. Would it be appropriate, since he's on the screen now, to go ahead and consider his confirmation?
Well, it would. Those individuals aren't supposed to receive the link until we're finished with session, but I guess if he's on, then because there are others as well who would like to participate.
I'm here.
Your call.
Okay. Well, there's been others moved as well. So it's my understanding that these people wanted to participate. So that's okay. All right, Mr. Byers.
Yes.
You are up for confirmation. So Fred Byers, can you mute your line for now, sir? I need to speak to the members real quick. Fred Byers, executive appointee to the election board as an alternate. Is there any discussion? Does anyone have any questions for Mr. Byers?
Speaker, if no one has any questions, then I'll move to confirm Fred Byers to the election board as an alternate.
Second.
Okay. All right. Motion has been made to appoint Fred Byers to the election board as an alternate. Well, one moment. Would anyone like to hear from him since he's online? I would like for him to allow him to speak since he's been on.
Yes, ma'am. That would be great.
All right. Mr. Byers, they were prepared to vote on your appointment, but if you would like to say something because you're online, you may go ahead and have the floor now, sir.
Okay. No, I'm just, there's not a lot involved, but I do try to attend all the meetings and, participate, help when there is an election. And, I'd like to just continue doing that. I did have a little bit of a health setback recently, but I'm back on my feet and ready to go. So, I'd like to continue.
Okay. Well, thank you, sir. We appreciate your service to the Osage Nation. And I am glad that you are feeling better.
Thank you.
So roll call, please, to reconfirm Fred Byers to the election board as an alternate. Roll call, please.
Congresswoman Goodfox.
Yes.
Congressman Keene.
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Yes.
Congressman Maker.
Yes.
Congressman Potts.
Yes.
Congresswoman Rebard?
Yes.
Congresswoman Shaw?
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Congressman Walker?
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse?
Yes.
Speaker Pratt?
Yes. All right, motion passes. And congratulations, Mr. Byers. You have been reconfirmed to the election board as an alternate. Thank you for your continued service.
Thank you all.
Thank you, sir. Have a good day.
Bye.
Goodbye. All right. I see Teresa Lampson on the line now. Good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
Teresa Lampson is the executive branch's appointee to the editorial board. And are there any questions or discussion regarding Teresa Lampson's appointment?
I don't, Madam Speaker.
Yes, Congresswoman.
I was just wondering if Ms. Lampson would like to say anything. Does she have any comments, though?
Right. I was going to ask if no one has any questions for her, then thank you for that. Ms. Lampson, you would like to say anything, you may have the floor now.
Okay. I appreciate that. I really didn't have anything specific, but I will never miss the opportunity to say hello. And of course, I'm in Connecticut, as you know now, and I always miss you guys and home and the Osage. And I am so thankful to continue to be able to serve on the editorial board. And I don't know if you had a chance yet, and it's no big deal if you didn't, because you'll probably be hearing from us in the coming year. But I'm working with the Trust Project, which is a international but started here in the United States journalism integrity project, and they have thus far not allowed any tribal news outlets to join, but they're very interested in that. And I'm currently working with a nonprofit Native American news agency, helping them join the Trust Project, and it's kind of something I want us to explore, which of course I'll be discussing with the editor and the rest of the board. But I just wanted to give you a heads up, because I think if anybody in Indian country deserves to have that Trust Project indicator on our website, it would be us, right? You all have been very instrumental in helping the Osage News be and remain independent through the legislation you write. And I do very much appreciate that. I know the whole board does. I know the editor does. It is not something we overlook or take lightly, and we appreciate everyone's efforts.
Thank you, Ms. Lampson, for that.
And I guess that's it.
Yeah. Well, thank you for that. And that does sound exciting. And I agree that is something that we should be a part of. And just even to have that in journalism is pretty, pretty cool.
Yes.
Right. Yeah. And especially for the Native American perspective.
Yes.
Yeah.
I knew you all would get
often,
that.
Yeah. People are often speaking for us. So, and about us, and then they speak about us as a whole, when we're all, even the tribes are very different. So
yes,
yeah. That sounds like an exciting project, and thank you for being a part of that and bringing that to the Osage.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. If there's no further discussion, I would entertain a motion.
Move to confirm Teresa Lampson to the editorial board for the executive appointee.
Second.
All right. Motion is made and seconded to reconfirm Teresa Lampson to the Osage Nation editorial board as the executive branch appointee. Roll call, please.
Congressman Keene.
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congressman Potts?
Yes.
Congresswoman Rebard?
Yes.
Congresswoman Shaw?
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Congressman Walker?
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse?
Yes.
Congresswoman Goodfox?
Yes.
Speaker Pratt?
Yes. The motion passes and Teresa Lampson is reconfirmed to the editorial board. Congratulations, Ms. Lampson, and thank you for your continued service to the Osage Nation.
Thank you, Val. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye. Have a good day. Next is Tara Manthe, who is the congressional appointee to the editorial board. I am not seeing her online. Is there any discussion?
Move to confirm Tara Manthe, the congressional appointee to the editorial board.
Second. All right, motion is made and seconded to confirm Tara Manthe, who is the congressional appointee to the editorial board. And discussion. Just for anyone's clarification, that Tara Manthe, the Congress is allowed an appointment to the editorial board. The executive branch is allowed an appointment to the editorial board, who was Teresa Lampson, and then the board appoints a member for confirmation. So just for anyone who isn't clear on that, not us, but maybe more so for the public. So roll call, please. Congressman Walker, what do you have? Yes.
Ms. Manthe just now jumped on the call.
Oh, okay.
She's available.
All right. Good morning, Ms. Manthe. Would you like to say anything to the Congress?
Oh, just thank you for considering the continuation of my service for the Osage News editorial board. It has been a really interesting, engaging term so far, and I have really appreciated and enjoyed the growth that we've seen in the Osage News, and hope to continue my work. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Manthe. Does anyone have any further discussion or questions? All right, roll call, please.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congressman Potts?
Yes.
Congresswoman Rebard?
Yes.
Congresswoman Shaw?
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Congressman Walker?
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse?
Yes.
Congresswoman Goodfox?
Yes.
Congressman Keene?
Yes.
Speaker Pratt?
Yes. The motion passes, and congratulations, Ms. Manthe. You have been reappointed to the Osage Nation Editorial Board. And I thank you for your service, and I also thank you from the Congress for your acceptance for the Congress request to reappoint you to the editorial board. So thank you for accepting that, and I congratulate you on your reappointment.
Congressional and Chiefs debates.
I'm sorry, Ms. Manthe, you cut out. Can you repeat that?
Oh, I was saying thank you, and hopefully I'll see many of you in a few weeks at the Osage News debates.
Okay, thank you.
Have a good day.
Have a good day. All right. would entertain a motion to recess for the purpose of engrossment.
So moved.
Second.
So it sounds like Trey said you could get started by 11:30-ish, and that he could have something by 12-something. So let's shoot for 12:15. Because Commerce starts at 1, so let's shoot for to get started back at 12:15. But I will also keep in communication, so watch your phones.
So do you want to recess to the call of the chair, or do you want to recess till 12:15?
What?
Do you want to recess to the call of the speaker or 12:15?
Yeah, let's do to the call of the chair, but I guess I'm giving you a heads up. Well, I'm shooting for 12:15. So that's going to be our goal. So that gives us 45 minutes to vote on several bills. But just stand by. But to call of the chair. All those in favor, say yes.
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 Any opposed, yes. Say no. All right. Thank you. We're in recess.